From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Charleston, South Carolina is a city in shock after a white gunman allegedly shot 9 people dead after attending a Bible study in a local black church. VOA religion correspondent Jerome Sokolowski reports from Charleston.
Charleston is normally a lovely place to visit. It's known as the Holy City precisely because of churches like this one. But the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church is the oldest black church in the South.
Never. In a million years.
Never.
Marlene Coakley Jenkins still can't believe it happened here or that her sister was among the victims.
Our message to our community, our home community, is we appreciate all the love and support. But truly speaking, we didn't expect any less because the people here are like the climate. We're warm, we're caring, we're loving.
This church has meant so much to the struggle for an America free of racial hatred. And now it's a tragic reminder that that struggle is not completely over. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Charleston, South Carolina.
Today, Saturday, is World Refugee Day. The United Nations Refugee Agency says in a new report that a record number of people, 59.5 million compared to the 51.2 million from the previous year, have been forced to flee their homes in search of safety. U.S. President Barack Obama said World Refugee Day is a solemn occasion for the United States to join our partners in the international community in recognizing the dignity, value, and potential of every one of these lives. The UN says one in every 122 humans is now either a refugee, internally displaced. This is VOA News. The State Department says terrorist attacks worldwide rose by 35% last year, with an 81% increase in the number of deaths. In its annual assessment of terrorism, it said more than half of the terrorist attacks took place in 5 countries: Iraq, Syria, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has the story.
The State Department says Islamic State militants were responsible for 1,083 attacks last year, the most of any terror group. It says those attacks, such as one in northern Iraq that led to the killing of dozens of captured Iraqi soldiers, resulted in more than 6,000 deaths. In Nigeria, people scrambled for safety as police moved in following a November market bombing linked to Boko Haram. The State Department says the group's brutal tactics in West Africa resulted in more than 5,000 casualties last year. State Department officials say the U.S. has been working to shift its counterterrorism strategy to more effectively partner with countries where terrorist networks are seeking a foothold. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
South Korea says no new cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, were reported Saturday, raising hopes the country is winning the battle against the deadly virus. So far, 24 people have died from MERS in South Korea, and 166 have been sickened by the virus, which cannot be controlled by any known vaccine. More than 6,700 people in South Korea who may have been in contact with someone infected with MERS have been quarantined. Elsewhere in the region, Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha urged people not to panic after the country's first confirmed case of MERS was reported. U.S. President Obama will travel to Ethiopia next month, becoming the first sitting American leader to visit the African country and the headquarters of the African Union. The White House said the visit to Addis Ababa will come after a previously announced trip to Kenya. While in Ethiopia, Mr. Obama will meet with government officials and hold talks separately with leaders of the African Union. Russian President Vladimir Putin has rejected accusations that his country is aggressive, insisting that Russia has simply started asserting its interests more vigorously and consistently. Speaking Friday during a question-and-answer session at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, the Russian president responded to former French Prime Minister François Fillon, who said Russia is behaving increasingly more aggressively. For a long time, Mr. Putin said Russia quietly offered all the elements of cooperation, but was increasingly squeezed out to the point beyond which it cannot go. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.